Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dating Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Jesus.
Never get lost. Life has found no meaning.
think I want to hit the moon.
Good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew with him live from Studio A. Good to be back home in my studio. I tell you, wherever I go is my studio, but it's good to be home. It's the 28th day of this beautiful month of November. Boy, I tell you, everybody all stuffed like turkeys. Oh, Tom did not get a pardon at my house. Tom got taken care of. But that last song that you all heard was our old-time guard. And I tell you, boy, he may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. That's right, Harold, you getting it. He's the on-time guard. He's the on-time guard. Yes, he is. Getting a little Sunday school early. Early. Not late, but early Sunday morning. We're going to bring in the prime minister. We're going to get him in a little early this morning. But as always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger, which is an online publication, Texas Metro News, and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news, and we got it. And give us a call, too, because that way we can get that e-blast get you on that e-blast and get a little dose every on your personal email. So we might be getting that, and I'll pass that number so you can get on the e-blast page. Some of the things we're going to talk about, it's the holiday season. Happy holidays to each of you, to you and yours. Give you some safety tips, as we always do every year. Travel restrictions are starting with this new variant, Omicron. Boy, they going, 19, Delta, Omicron, Luke, John. Oh, I'm combining the Bible with, okay, I'm sorry. But it's going to be one of them kind of mornings. I am just so happy. People traveling, got some tips as far as shopping tips as well. But as I say, it's a beautiful day. Got a little liquid sunshine at night in the Dallas area. I want to my friends that are traveling back from Hammond, Louisiana. You be safe. Got people going both ways, east and west. The fam you played in Hammond, I didn't get an opportunity to go because I was with the HBCU Invitational Basketball Tournament that featured, of course, Paul Quinn. It was held at Paul Quinn. Dillard, Xavier, Philander Smith, and if I forget somebody, I forgot it. You know, we're getting young now. I don't even know what to say. Philander, Paul Quinn, Dillard, and there's one more I'd be remiss if I don't even remember. Boy. May not come when you want it, but he'll be right on time. But we've got a great show. We're going to open things up, too, and let you talk about a few things. And
all right.
You know, and I know this can be a tough time for folks, but we're going to get through this together.
Yeah, I was doing a devotional before we spoke a while ago, man, and that music, man, you not tell me what it was. Once I clicked over, I was singing.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't sounding good, but I was singing. You hear what I say? I was singing. It might not have been sounding too good this early in the morning.
Well, I'm glad you was muted at that moment. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, you right.
But that's fair you with that on-time guard. Can you, you know, it would all trouble and put in this world. You know, it's amazing that a college band color, it's playing that, and people jamming to that just like any other hit that's out there. But I was just, when I heard that last week in Orlando, I said, you know what? I got to find that. I got to find that song. And I first heard it at homecoming. So, you know, I'm old salty. I start thinking about my parents this time of year. And
that's what the 100s do to us, Andrew. They didn't call them good old 100s for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they started out 100. They got about 270, 300 now. They used to be at 475.
I got you on that one. You talking about the remix and the remakes and all that included, huh?
Yeah. They had to reshuffle the deck a little bit.
Yeah.
But, man, I am just so happy to be back in town. Let me just quickly, before we get in our stuff, you know, and the reason I was inspired to play that, I was in Orlando, and Orlando is maybe about 45 minutes from Tampa. And I was contemplating whether or not I needed to go home, you know, just go home, check on things. And plus, the only living relative that I have is my sister. And you know how family do.
You know I do.
And I just,
good and bad.
You know, look, one thing said don't go, and then I said, you know what, you better than that. You need to go on home, check on things just a little bit. Harold, it was so many deterrents, and the devil was busy. Traffic was backed up. A 45-minute drive ended up being an hour and a half.
Huh.
I went to turn around a couple of times, didn't turn around. But it was good seeing my sister, and I went out to my parents' grave. They buried together. And I just sat back and just was so grateful because I was where I started, and then I look where I am today. And if it wasn't for those two people, I tell you, I couldn't have made it. And so that's what inspired me this morning with the on-time guard to get through that traffic and then get back to the airport. Lord knows I have never been back to the airport 2 hours before the flight. 2 hours. I'm sitting at the gate. I'm scrambling trying to get through security by the time they board it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I had a wonderful time spending time with the kids as well. So, and then my beloved FAMU, you know, I was there as well. So good things happen now. But I tell you, I grew up. I thought I was grown anyway. But I grew up last weekend just being responsible to make sure I go home to check on everybody. You know, it's one thing to call them. Like the old folks say, I wanted to put eyes on them. And then the response, I didn't know what to expect. But it was like either they won the lottery or a ghost showed up. Ooh-wee. But, you know, good things on the horizon. And we just happy to be here this morning. All right. So Thanksgiving, let's look at the good side of it. I know somebody had plenty of plates. You had some plates and everything. People looked out.
Oh, yeah, man. I was able to watch a little bit of football and ate sufficiently. And hit my little stops and was on my way, man. Everything worked out for good.
Yeah, you got your little shopping, what do you call it, stocking stuffer already ready?
What you talking
about? That's another episode. Leave it alone.
Man, got to spend it with some friends and family, you know, and it's amazing how over the years you can people used to say you can't choose your family and you can choose your friends, but you still can choose the family that you want to hang around with when you do decide to hang around with family. So they really like friends, you know. So I was able to do a lot of that, riding around solo and had a little time to reflect. And like you were saying, man, if we can't be thankful for where we are now and look back where we've come from, what is it really all about, man? And so you're right about that, Andrew. If you can't look at it all and soak it in, man, you're doing something wrong.
Right. And on my journey, a lot of people got me where I am today. Shout out Mount Olive AME Baptist, AME Church in Tampa. That's where I started. And I was real shy, Harold, growing up. And they kind of got me out of my shell at my church. So I can't believe you ain't commented about that one.
I thought you was going to start reading Wherefore Out Thou and, you know, and Cometh Chalice and all them words. I was just letting you have your space, man. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, but it's all good. It's all good. You know, I was also thinking last week of how all of our lives have changed again with this COVID, how we coexist with one another. I was concerned with 59,000 people, and the majority looked like you and I, that we still didn't pay attention to COVID. Like COVID was don't happen in our neighborhood. And you had a lot of people not wearing masks. You know, I guess they felt they was outside. So we always have a caveat. Well, I didn't have my mask on because I was outside. Well, you're outside writing something. So, you know, we always think differently.
Yeah. Like I've told you, man, I have the privilege of seeing many different sides of the Metroplex, man, and you'll be surprised, man, when you go from area to area how some will have it in this arena and some will have it in another one. But I kind of have come to the conclusion that I've always kind of been the person that appreciates social distancing to any kind of degree anyway. So when people get up on me, Andrew, I have a way of, you know, I say something and look at them in a certain kind of way, like, why are you all up on me kind of look? And they get out of my little personal space. But I have learned to have mine very nearby, like what you were saying one time, how you keep people mad in your pocket. you be wanting to spread them and hand them out. We got somebody else on here with us?
No. That was a miscue on my seat.
Oh, you okay? You can do that. You the maestro. You are the maestro. But, yeah, man, I can't quite hand them out, but I'm going to always have me a spare.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
You know.
I understand.
I will go on and get this out. So I do have me a cowboy mask that I will be wearing today. I'm not a bandwagoner. We lost. We didn't look well. But I'm still a Cowboys fan, Andrew. So I'm going to wear my cowboy mask today. I'm going to have me a backup when in the pocket, though. It's going to just be
eating up. But they wear it today, and they play next Thursday. I don't know. They better get it together. They always say the most important thing is winning in December. But I like to win a little bit in November, too.
November, October, all of that. Yeah. But we're not going to talk about football right now because I'm sure I'm going to have enough haters on me today. But
that's what we talk about. We're going to do a little checkup on that. But, you know, Harold, as we move towards the holiday season with Thursday being the official day, Black Friday, why got to be black on Friday? See how they do it? Black Friday. Why can't it just be day after Thursday?
There's very few times when black is good, but they're talking about, you know, bring your businesses out of the red and into the black. You know, they can justify it with all of that, but you're right. The biggest thing that they know about is that it's called Black Friday, so just don't go in debt and get yourself in the red and everything will be okay.
Yep, don't overdo it. That's the thing. Don't overdo it. We're going to have some help.
You should never do it.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have some helpful hints of what to do. I tell you, shootings going on, and, you know, even on Black Friday, shooting was going on in Nashville. I mean, apartment shooting at a mall. Folks, we just have to be responsible. And aware of your surroundings when you go shopping. You need to, if you do a lot of Amazon, consider, you can do this. Find out where your neighborhood boxes are and have everything shipped to the box. And then you can go get the box, you know, at a 7-Eleven or some location where you would like, and you don't have to worry about people walking up on your porch taking your boxes, because people have been known to take things. And, you know,
why I kind of had to do a little pickup service this weekend. You know, that is still rampant.
But as I was saying, I was thinking about doing a little gag box out there and somebody grab it and have some bricks or some rice or something in it, but I ain't going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might cause put back at the house.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it's a joyous season. It's also can be sad for a number of reasons as well. But I know we've worked so hard to try to get the things that we like and need. And then other people are not in quite the Christmas spirit that's needed in order to embrace this time of the year.
Right.
I think that's put as best I could put it, because I had something else on my mind on that one. But, you know, we're going to make it through this time. How about the trial? Remember, the kid got off in Wisconsin. And in Georgia, what happened with that case? They only got one of the suspects.
I don't know, man. What do you mean? Which one? I'm sorry, Andrew. I heard you, but I didn't hear you. What did you say? You only got one suspect? Well,
I'm the one with Ahmaud Arbery. You know, you want to check that out a little bit.
Now, isn't that the guy that's the dad and the brother and the friend? That
the son, and the friend.
Yeah, they all was found guilty from what I heard, Andrew, so I don't know what you're saying. That verdict all has been cut out.
But is justice served? Do we be quiet about no justice, no peace?
Man, you can't be quiet about it. I mean, but because, you know, of course, you know, that issue, the issues that were raised still have to be, you know, handled. But, yeah, they going to be appealing it and all of that. So we can't, you know, whoever is on, they can't just think it's going to go away. You can't just back off of it. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about that, Harold, whoever kept this thing quiet, remember, it was released later. The boy had been dead a minute. And then it was released, you know, why was the tape held?
I have no idea, Andrew. I have no idea about that. But the point is when you get ready to go to trial, when one side gets something, the other side is supposed to get it. So it got out. Be glad that it got out. I don't care how it got out. It got out. And hopefully they uphold the verdict, you know, since there was so much made about the take and make of juries and all this other stuff, you know, just make sure that it's carried out. That's really at this point, that's what all the legal system can be asked to do. You know, you have to take it all the way to the end. Like you always said, he didn't get to come, the guy that got killed, he didn't get to come and be a character witness for himself and all these other things and options that you normally get, but I'm just glad they came to the right decision, because I don't even want to talk about that other one, Tierman, right now.
But it's just amazing how, you know, we all know who Marlon Sanders is. Do you remember Marlon Sanders?
Mm-mm. Not right off the top of my head.
Well, let me dress him up like this. His finger licking good.
Okay. All right.
Should
I just use his government name?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a colonel. Colonel.
Yeah, I got it.
Good old Southern hospitality. Got his beard and everything, colonialism, everything. And it seems like America's trying to go back there. And this is what I thought was interesting. Let me tell you this to support why I think we're trying to go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, 45-9-1 when he was in office, one thing he did, he tried to get the federal courts lined up. He was getting that lined up in the event that he lost the election. He could have some appeal. See, he was thinking ahead. We think he's crazy, but he crazy most of the time, but not crazy all the time. He was trying to get that. He put people back in power in the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
Now, when he loses the election, they couldn't find nothing. That's why he was a little upset in Georgia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, all those Arizona pivotal states that the recount stood. And now they're trying to get, of course, in the House and the Senate, gain control. Because I think we're trying to go in reverse. You know, I always talk about how that time keeps ticking backwards. I'm still stuck on this, Harold. How do you allow people to vote with a hunter's license? And there's no picture on the license. I never had a license. I had the permit in there. I never had a picture on it. And then the John Lewis voting rights. Not even trying to pass that thing. They smiled and supported him before he died. Now he's gone on to glory, and they figure that his bill need to go to glory too. Folks, we have to be very aware of what's going on around us. That's one thing. Again, Georgia showed up. You got to stand in line. You can't eat. You can't use the bathroom. I tell you this. Put yourself on just a water diet 2 or 3 days before. Make the sacrifice. Get your Foley catheter and stand in line. And continue
I was listening to a couple of episodes over the weekend, and you and Mark were talking about that. Do something. But
yeah.
Don't get out and didn't even risk it, huh?
Yeah. Have a friend come by. They might go there bringing you food. Isn't that something? Anything to ensure that black vote. And it was quite evident even in the good old state of Texas. Down in the Rio Grande Valley, down in Del Rio, when these Haitians got across the water into Mexico, ready to cross the border. You see how quick they shipped them out? No hesitation. They know they were going to get that black vote, and they can't tell the difference because they've come over trying to control the numbers.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Well, they can't control all the borders, so. You're right. They're gonna try, and it's just funny to me how they concentrate on which border they want to from time to time. You know, they want to concentrate on borders. All you got to do is concentrate on the when you have like international ports where people are supposed to come through. You know,
right. But that's just to throw you off.
They control the illegal crossings anyway, so
right. But the focus being on the borders allow Hartsfield-Jackson International to get people in the country. DFW, LAX, Logan in Boston, Dulles, O'Hare, Kennedy,
all it.
Everything up the eastern seaboard. Then on the other side, you got Seattle. Some even coming to Denver, excuse me, internationally. So again, they all worry about there's been that gift that God has given us called melanin. They fight the melanin. But yet and still can't stand us, Harold, collectively. But they're always entertaining, man.
You know what?
Trying to get
you know what the best cure to that is, man. Them trying to stop melanin and color. Just get some more green behind you. That's what they want, and that's what they appreciate. And we spend it. So put your green in the right places. You'd be surprised how you can get treated. And I said that to say this. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get bombarded by candidates asking for money. I'm sure you are too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
but you know, my whole state is the fact that we never asked to come over here. Never. Everybody came on their own free will. We were brought over. We turned the soil. We went west because they had no idea what was west. And that's why I always say that Oklahoma is so interesting, where a lot of the American natives are. And we made a hell of a stop there in Oklahoma, too. I'm sure we from coast to coast, but mainly in Oklahoma. And I wouldn't be surprised down in Florida, the Seminole tribe, since there was Indians over here.
Oh, yeah. Native Americans.
You know how somebody had good hair, Harold? What was the first thing they said? And no pun intended, we're just talking about how we talk in our neighborhood.
I got a little Indian in me.
Yes, absolutely. Not knowing that we could. Now, the Indian
exactly.
I have, look, they, I got two or three Indians in me. Yeah.
Man, I'm not going to let you get me like that this morning. I almost went for the bait, Andrew.
Yes, I appreciate it. But I think about when, as we're making reference to that now,
mm-hmm.
some of this stuff is true. And we bringing up stuff just because we've been able to talk for years. And now you got this going on. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you got a little in them with that straight hair. You got more African hair than me. You know, we had no clue
mm-hmm.
what we were saying.
That's right.
But as we get older, we the understanding is there. I met more kids from Broken Arrow, Broken Bow now down in Florida than you could even imagine.
Wow.
They said high
wow.
cheekbones we got from the Indians. I'm telling you. While the Cowboys
mm-hmm.
were trying to shoot them, we were trying to get with them and coexist.
Hey. We get it. You done painted a good enough picture, man. I got some family photos we can look at if we need them all.
Yeah.
But
just,
it's funny though, man. You know, because you're talking about that, Andrew, and I did some more looking into the whole critical race theory thing. The how can I put this nicely? The far right wants to pull us out of everything and make us the target. When I say us, I mean black. But if you look into the original, the way that thing was set up, it covers indigenous people. That's why a while ago you said it. I was saying you mean Native Americans. It was covering all of the inequalities that were treated to the people that were here. It was, you know, it can go back as far as what you know, I know your favorite is because it's one of mine too. It can go all the way back to them being called Indians, and that's not what they were. And we know how savagely their stuff was taken. So that whole critical race theory was involved in all of that. But now in this culture, 49, you know, I said 49, 40, whatever he is, the one we don't call it that, he reached in there and pulled
45.
Us out because that's all he wanted. You following me?
Oh, I'm with you.
So we have to be careful who we band with for certain issues. Because I hate to use this term because he used it when he said there were good people on both sides of the issues. There are a lot of good, all kind of people that helped in the civil rights thing. And you would be surprised where some of your true allies lie that know the truth. And that's why if we put our money into things, we need to know the basis of that company. And I know we on the air and live and all that stuff. But if you ever get a chance, look into the Koch, K-O-C-H. they were trying to be some closet supporters of his, but they didn't want to be attached to a lot of his buffoonery. But they made sure that some of their agenda was pushed while he was in the office.
Spell it again.
K-O-C-H. They major in the transportation and logistics industry, and that's all I'm going to say on that. They are very major in that, but they money long. Money long is all these highways we have in America.
But now the highways are going to get some help now. They got a little money to shore up some of these roads. But when you look
and
at the critical race, this is a hot subject. We need folks to talk with their kids about what the critical race is. We know the story. They're trying to prevent the kids of learning that. And we found out right here in Colleyville where the brother lost his job and they continue to pay him. They just wanted him out because of his ideals. But they know they had nothing else to get rid of him. So, yes, they got rid of him. However, he's still getting their paper.
Yeah. But I just want to, like we had said, I want to just, you know, see how the rest of that unfolds because they're going to have to still deal with their issues, man. The day of being able to just run in the closet from your issues, them days are over, man. Like I told you before, it's too much technology and too much people with sense. I mean, just good common sense can cure so many ills of our society, man. It's just it's with that. You
but
know?
This is what I'm hoping now is that the kids that are caught up in this really go and learn more about this critical race theory, or the CRT, as
right.
they call it,
and
about how people were treated. And then and here's a question on the Bloomberg equality. Again, the question is asked, what is the critical race theory? Critical race theory, or CRT, proposes that any analytic analysis of the American society must take into account its history of racism and the role it has played in shaping the attitudes and institutions. In some ways, it can be seen as an extension of an academic approaches that were developed in the 70s and 80s, such as gender studies, that seek to investigate the power relationships embedded within laws and customs. Critical race theory often overlaps with discussions of systematic racism, or we say systematic, how about systemic racism, ways of policies, procedures, and institutions work to perpetuate racial inequality, even in the absence of personal beings. Now, let's interpret that. We just trying to tell you, we know we kept you as our maids, and it got fancy. They call it maids, hair after a while. They call it, what's the word they call? Day's work.
Housekeeper,
day's
and then they call
work.
It domestic. They start calling it domestic, you know. Yeah. Domestic engineer, whatever. What you said.
Labor
call it by any name. No worries.
And then let me talk about my new adopted home in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Y'all have to realize there was a reason for that dark rail. I tell you, Miss Susie used to come in that white Cadillac over to Oak Cliff and pick up a mud deer and take her back to Highland Park. Well, Mr. Big Bad John was upset with Miss Susan for going to pick her up. Let me get on that Board of Transportation. Let's see if we can buy an old train line and put some trains up and make sure that most of the lines go through Highland Park. And my line of flying on that one.
Well, even before that, man, before the train, you can just go with the buses. When they did the transit system, it was set up that way as well. So it didn't just wait till Dallas came into the realization that they had to have a rail system. It's a little, it's deep, man. what I was going to say is at first they used to just, you know, when Susie got tired of driving down there to get them, it wasn't nothing for them to just give them a vehicle. They were sending food and clothes home anyway. So we've been coexisting to some degree for years.
Right. And some of the kids were raised by our grandmothers, our grand aunties, everything.
All of that.
And like her, you know what? My family did not escape that either. My grandmother did day's work. Worked for a pretty wealthy family there in Tampa. And when my grandmother died, you would have thought that family, the kids, were part of the family, and they were. She helped raise them, and they cried, they paid for the funeral. We didn't have to do much of nothing. And they were pretty wealthy. And they were into wearing this spirit.
That's probably why they made sure you was able to keep that county with y'all name on it down there, huh? Hey, man, I had
whatever
to get you when I can, because you be jabbing at me all the time.
Yeah, but everybody ain't grow up to see the crest. Look, I might have a little royalty on both sides, because there's a place called Wiggum, Georgia.
Yeah.
And then on my grandpa's side, it was McIntosh County. We had it.
Oh, no.
Now, if I go back now, I'm going to have to take a lot of people with me, a lot of witnesses. There might be some stuff going on now.
Oh, man. Trying to reclaim some of that beachfront property or something?
Yeah. I tell you, Georgia is a hotbed right now of a lot of controversy, especially in South Georgia, you know, with the case that was in Brunswick. Some of the cases we don't hear about. There's several that we never hear about.
What is that?
And we've heard of a Art Aubrey if the film didn't show up on the tape. Because it was a lot of time lapse between the event and the discovery of that tape.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Ben Crump, they got the guilty verdict. Now they're going to go, I guess, either for their assets or go against the city of Brunswick. In the settlement, they have insurance.
Oh, yeah. You get some things changed, too.
Yeah. Georgia been the site of a few. Remember the kid that was rolled up in the mat and somebody stole the tape, security tape, of people walking with him back in the locker room area and rolled the boy up in the wrestling mat?
Yeah.
And you try to hide it from your kids. Let them know the truth.
Yeah.
You know, we're tired of being presented history. Let us get some history, real history out. Because you're just giving us what you want us to know. And we know going west wasn't an easy thing. And it's just something to think about. How? And, you know, and I played that opening song on time. It got a lot of our forefathers and foremothers out of that fix. And they moved forward and had kids. And some of them kids could be our great-grandparents, our great-greats. They had the fortitude
That's
to make
true.
Life a little better for themselves. And then we sit here off the fruits of their labor, off the sweat off their back. Is that a tough to fight for? I think it is. I mean, it was no question what I was going to answer, but if you have some doubt in answering that question, then I'll pray with you, and I just want you to look in that mirror. Because when you look in that mirror, that's what the world sees. And I always say with my tan, you can't get this from a bottle of copper toe. I don't care how many tanning beds and salons they be on. I'm going to get real country down here. It's natural, what I got. It's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we coexist in this world that we live in?
We
everybody
can,
that,
but like I've always told you, you just got to face the, you know, face it and just move on. Let's go.
Well, we have responsibility, so sometimes you take more crap than you need to. I think most of us would have baked a few more pies. What did she call the pie? Was it sweet potato pie she called it?
Well,
if anybody knows the one in the, from the hell, made her that special pie.
Oh. Oh, man. I just call them the W pies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that, but the sacrifices those ladies and the gentlemen made as well during those times for us to do what we need to do, all to come across a regime that wants us not to vote.
Yep, but that's not new, Andrew. You know,
I understand.
Old tactics, all that up. It's just different. It's new tactics. But it's the principle of it is not new.
It's just amazing how we've come this far. Sound like a good old church song. And when you listen to some of those church songs, I get it. Now, Carol, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Y'all getting the real Sunday school this morning. But it's going to take some prayer. It's going to take some legislation, some stick-to-itness to get some things done. We got a lot of options ahead of us, but we need our men and women who are in the legislation, however you want to say it, throughout this country, to be able to recite, be able to recognize our plight that we've had in this country and their contributions. And we deserve just as much out of California. It's the place we call America. I was looking yesterday at a football game. Well, all black team, but had a few whites on it. So then what we consider a white PWI had a lot of brothers, and they came out swinging. And it was a true demonstration of how somebody could plant a seed and we hate each other.
Which game specifically are you talking about?
Well, you can just see the character in the game yesterday, Southeast Louisiana and Florida A&M.
Oh, okay.
You know, the brothers Southeast. You know, I mean, they played a heck of a game. Strong game. But you can see the little air, the little jaw talking. In football, you got to talk to them, man. That's the start of the game.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a little excessive. But again, you know, life is like a light switch. Some days you're going to be on, some days you're going to be off. That's when you got power to the light. It's going to be off if you don't have no power going to it. That's
going
to be our life, to have some substance, a reason to cut the light off.
Yeah.
And a reason to turn it off. But that's all in the preparation. And our preparation is learning our history, seeing where we've been, and to support the cause of being where we should be. That is what we need. And that's just not doing Thanksgiving or the holidays. That's 365. 365 and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do the leap year as well. It's tough time. Tough time. For those who are listening, welcome to World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum. Happy holidays to you. Hal Hubbard riding shotgun. I know he's on his way to church. Say a prayer for us, my brother.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm always prayerful for me and mine, and you know you are included in mine.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. But, you know, folks, we've talked about the Ahmaud Arbery case. I'm waiting to see exactly what the sentencing would be. They got this verdict. Touched on a little bit of what happened in Wisconsin. I'm still stunned by that. First of all, who buys a 16-year-old assault rifle? Should have been some more strings attached about it. Should have been.
One thing I will say, man, is that those are some bordering states up there, too. So you're right, there should be some more stuff to come down behind that. Like you say, but only we'll be able to, time can tell better than anybody.
Yeah, it has to be something.
Mm-hmm.
But, hell, I just think about it. Just, again, we look out for our kids. We want our kids to just have a wonderful life. But we need to sit down and tell them. Because right now, Carol, if we look at generations that we've actually touched, our grandparents, who would say something but never in the behind closed doors, they did whatever they could to make it happen. That's the great-grand. Then the grands did the same. Made the sacrifices so their kids could do better. And then our parents had a little bit more leeway. They may have contained their thoughts to themselves a little bit more. But some of them did whatever they could to make it possible for us. And then now we need to do whatever we need for our next generation.
Right.
Be available to do this, that, or the other. But they can go on and become some productive citizens. Because, again, the technology is right at the fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
We have it, but, you know, sometimes, look, Carol, as you get a little older, the print gets a little larger. I know I've seen one of my friends, when you said, man, let me use your phone for a hot second. Mine's charged. And, boy, the letter's so big, Harold.
Hey.
I just want to say, let me get your eyes examined.
Now, thank God for the Walmart readers is all I can say. I keep them around the house. Because I have to admit, my vision ain't perfect. Speaking of which, man, I'll be coming your way sometime tomorrow. And I'm going to make sure I try to find you.
All right.
You know.
All right. We'll work that out. We'll work that out. But, folks, again, happy holidays. Just to kind of get you in the little old Christmas spirit. And, of course, you know, what I really take pride in is making sure that we be safe during this holiday season. And we're going to start out with a little, I think they call them kids to boys and boys to men. Take a listen.
All right.
Boy, boys and men. I tell you, to get you in the spirit. Get you in the spirit. If you got any gifts for me, send them down to Texas Metro News. We'll get them. We will get them. But, you know, it's not always about the giving. It's about just the reflecting on the time of, you know, being the end of the year. You think about everything that transpired. A lot of people started this year with us and did not make it. And doing this, we also, you know, will tradition here on the show of just the people who have passed during the 2021 campaign. And I was just looking to pass it. O'Curley Culp died. He was 75 years old, played with the Chiefs. And I tell you, he was a heck of a ball player. Got into the Hall of Fame in 2013. Yeah, he's a big-time player. He actually got a chance, Harold, to go to Arizona State. You know, it seemed like everything in the Deep South didn't allow a lot of our brothers to play with him, but up north and out west, you know, they realized that the brothers could play. And let me give you the best story I ever heard when it came to integrating football. John McKay, who was the coach of Southern Cats, introduced a running back by the name of Sam Bam Cunningham. He was oldest brother of Randall Cunningham. And one year, John McKay played Alabama, good old Bear Bryant. And one year, Bear didn't want to play him because he had some colored players. Well, the year that USC played Alabama, at the time, was all white. Sam Bam ran over, had three or four touchdowns. And guess what old Bear Bryant's response was at the end of the game? We got to go get one of them. We got to go ahead and get one of them next year. Mm-hmm. I can't think of Sylvester's name, but he was the first black there. And now you can't even tell. I know Bear rolling in his grave. Alabama got a whole bunch of brothers now. Mm-hmm. You know, every now and then they sprinkle a brother at quarterback. Jalen Hurts came through, but they gave it a tour. So, you know, it still is rampant throughout this country. But we've made great contributions, whether it was on the gridiron, the diamond, or track and field. We've made our accomplishments. You know, and I'm thinking I would be remiss if thinking about the ladies that made the difference in NASA, Hidden Figures.
Oh, yeah. Miss Johnson, there's a bunch of them, yeah.
Right. If that story never would have been
for a second, Andrew, I'm going to mute myself for just for a second, okay? I'm still here, but I'm going to mute myself for just for a second.
All right. You know, we have all these people that have made great contributions to this country. And when I look at Hidden Figures, John Glenn had just passed when that came out. So even in the 2 years he could have given, if they portrayed that character to be accurate, then I think he should have given an endorsement prior to his death. You know, they could work with us, but sometimes they won't even recognize the accomplishments. And you had three beautiful women, smart women, women of color. And our sisters have been doing great things for a long time. But not to be recognized, I just thought that was a little slap to them, especially when they did what they did. And with Hidden Figures, it uncovered some things. And I knew Ms. Johnson, Katherine Johnson, Octavia Spencer played, I think, Dorothy Vaughn, and Mary Jackson was Janelle. or Janae, however she pronounced it, Monet. But Taraji played her part.
It was quite
interesting. And even Kevin Costner, even his role, you know, he inquired. Everybody knew why she was running to the other building. Running to use the bathroom, I'm going to change that.
Mm-hmm.
Along this plight, Harold, that we've had, there have been some people that really tried to make a difference to smooth the crooked road back.
That's right.
You know, Andrew, that's always been my little input on that. And like I tell you a lot of times in private, man, when something lands on your front door, you will deal with it, and you'll come to find out that, know more about this than I thought. You know?
Yeah, allies out here that you don't even know of sometimes.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, man. We still need to teach our history because some of them know more about history than we do, and that's a scary thought too, Andrew. We'll have to address that on another day.
If you go on these campuses today, Black history, you find more white kids trying to learn Black history.
That's right.
They tell their parents when they're trying to learn, looking at the critical race theory, by learning our history, know more about us, and we're afraid to even learn our history.
That's right.
We don't celebrate it once a month or one time a year.
Once a year.
Mm-hmm. Just need to, every month need to be our month. Because I'm sure the people in Dallas had their challenges with Walgreens, Woolworth, whatever the counter may have been, and Montgomery Wards and the sit-ins in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm sure Dallas had their fair share as well. I think about some of the stories I've heard where Reverend Wright, S.M. Wright, was in charge of most of the Black pastors. And I've heard the story a couple of times that he was told not to invite King. I don't think King ever came to Dallas.
Actually, he was told to call and tell him not to come. But, you know, that's all been passed down through the years, you know. So I'm sure, but neither here nor there, the money people here in Dallas didn't want no trouble, put it like that. And so they went to some of the powerful to be's at the time. And they attempted to make that happen.
And I'm not going to rain on
their
parade. Yeah, but I wouldn't rain on their parade. But you know, Harold, when we was growing up, you saw more politicians of the other race at your church making a statement, vote for me. And then you notice that the collection plate had a little extra money in it, if it made it to the plate. Y'all read between them lines.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. But, hey, maybe back then they really had a building fund. Who knows?
Right.
You know, because you know the thing, our generation, we'll have a building fund, and you ain't seen not one new donut. So, you know. Hey, man, we had to have a meeting place. You know.
But those are the things that we've encountered over time. It's crazy. Crazy how things transfer, how things have gone from one point to another. We just, I don't know. It hurts my heart because we have made great contributions, and we need to continue to. And pool our resources. That's what I like with Cheryl, always telling the story our way.
I'm totally on board with that.
But she's doing things that give us this opportunity to express ourselves in such a way that people will understand. Because it's been
Andrew, on that note, because you know me, man, I throw out a lot of good ideas and then I'll forget some stuff. But I need you to let me know how I need to go about getting a paper at Cedar Crest. Because I got me a paper, but it was the Post-Tribune, and I was wondering if I need to get them on the list to get some of Cheryl's stuff over here.
What's that, Cedar Crest Church?
Cedar Crest Church of Christ, and I got address and all that, but we'll handle that. You just let me know what I need to do on that.
And Boss Lady's on the line. So, Cheryl, we need to get some papers over to, and Harold, you could always help, too, if you can. Take it right on up.
You gonna give me some gas money? Is Andrew Wiggum gonna give me some gas money? I get a whole round.
Cheryl gives me a spending allotment, and I will take that spending allotment and get some
gas. We'll work out the details. Is all I need to get a commitment from you for. You know how they say the devil's in the details. You and I work out the details. We just ain't gonna have Boss Lady having to worry about the details.
Yeah, I thought at that time she'll light up the phone for me.
Yeah. Oh, you was trying to poke the tiger, the lioness, and get her on the line. You start talking about that, she'll come on with it.
Oh boy, you're making me giggle.
That'll be just fine. Yeah, that'll be all right. We can handle it. That's why I said what I said the way I said it. If she can get you, she knows she can get you. I'll help her if she needs it.
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
I thought about that while I was there, too, Andrew. That's why I said that, because I was like, huh, the last two times I was here, you know, they know who to give a paper to, you know. So it's kind of interesting. But I'm not going there today, but we'll talk about it. We'll make it happen.
All right. They circulate them throughout the city, but for those who are listening, if there's no papers at your church, just give us a call, and we'll get over there and try to deliver those, and we'll provide the number. I only have half in my head, and I'm going to get it here shortly, the news number for us.
Oh, you want me to get it while you get back on subject? I can look it up.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting it. We can contact.
Oh, okay.
They have.
All right.
Yeah. You can go to WWI Messenger News. You can sign up for the daily paper, and then also you can call. And I'm trying to find that right quick. I tell you, there's so many ways, and I applaud Cheryl with her e-blast, superb women she's putting on. I'd be glad when she put on superb men, and we'll make sure we'll get you on there, Harold. We'll get you on there.
Right, that's fine. I'm ready. I'm more ready now than I have been ever, so I'm ready.
Yeah, so so much is going on, and I'm just looking at some of our headlines right here. A good story. We are working with the Dallas Morning News. If you didn't know, Harold, which is pretty good.
Who is that?
Texas Metro News is working in conjunction with the Dallas Morning News.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, so it's a lot of things that, it's good to see them collaborating and getting a lot of information from our neighborhood as well. One of my major concerns here, I'm just looking at what Cheryl has posted, I hear my phone beeping too, is that the crime rate in Dallas is going up. And now they're wanting the Dallas officials stand by removing crime data from public view. In other words, keep people from looking at what's going on in your life. Because a lot of the stuff is public. And we just need to, what sometimes people get caught in places they're not supposed to. And I'm saying not places it can be tickets or something. And you just want to kind of pay your fines and keep moving on. I tell you here, it's just the privacy thing. I mean, people just have too much access to too much. I think we need to control that a little bit. But, Harry, as you're going to church and maybe Cheryl chime in, I want to take a little bit of time, and we'll give you some of the Black College sports in a minute. But remembering, FAMU has lost two presidents this year. And two presidents.
I know you guys were talking about when he had lost this last one. That, you know, that was, yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah. We've had two that I've dealt with Dr. Humphreys. I've actually worked with Dr. Smith. I'm looking at Cheryl's e-blast. She has a picture. Harold, if you go on to TexasMetroNews.com, and the thing is remembering a president, you can see a picture of Cheryl back in the, a few years ago. I ain't going to put the years out there, but a few years ago with Dr. Smith. And Dr. Smith was a classmate of my mother's. And I remember when I first went to FAMU, she called him personally and said, Walter, you need to look after your son. And I was like, wow, he's a giant. You know, we talk a lot about Dr. Humphreys and the accomplishments that he had at FAMU. But sometimes when you jump in a good situation, you have to think about what transpired before he got there. And that's when speaking of Dr. Walter L. Smith. And Dr. Smith had put in some new plans for nursing building, allied health, architecture. And by the time Dr. Humphrey, a few of those things are in the making, those were born, and he took it to another level. And that's what we expect, especially by historically Black colleges and universities, is that we have to grow. And sometimes some people may get the credit and we forget who established those items before, but it's all in the transitional period that's so important, that we carry what was going on in the past and enhance it in the future. And I'm sure not only at Florida A&M, the same things that have occurred or should occur at Prairie View, Paul Quinn, things of that nature. But Dr. Smith was very approachable, like most of the presidents, two presidents I served under. And it was just, you know, sad when I got the news. I mean, I got the news probably 15 minutes after it passed. Some of my close friends in Tampa made sure that I knew. And Dr. Robinson, who is... The current president, Dr. Larry Robinson, issued a statement. He said, I was saddened to learn of the passing today, and this happened on Thursday. He died in Tampa, our home. I'm saddened to learn the passing today of Florida A&M University's seventh president and president emeritus, Walter L. Smith, Ph.D. Dr. Smith left an incredible mark as the university leader from 1977 to 1985, developing new academic programs and steering FAMU in the right direction, end quote, says Robinson, FAMU's 12th president. We're thankful for his leadership and celebration of his legacy, to join the Smith family, friends, and rallies around the world in celebrating a life dedicated to service, one well-lived, end quote. The funeral arrangements are incomplete at this time, and just a lot of lives. I know Cheryl graduated under Dr. Smith, so I know she has a heavy heart as well. And most of the time, you know, I tell kids, when you go to college, try to meet your president. And you may hear us say this quite a bit. When you attend a PWI, you may see your president at orientation and graduation. But at some of our historically Black colleges, you see them. Even at Paul Quinn, they have lunch with them. And we have lunch with Dr. Smith and Humphrey from time to time. But it's that intimate setting that sets HBCUs apart from others. And so his family my prayers are out with him. His daughter actually went to school with me, Felicia. And she's married now, but those are the memories that we have. And we've lost two giants that shaped Florida into what they are today. And I guess they'll be hanging the flags at half mast there in Tallahassee. So, again, one of those lumps in your throat of how things have been going there throughout the world. So you'd be missed. And if you ever get a chance to go in Tampa, he has his own personal library, bought a house in the old neighborhood, and he has his own library there on the corner of Cypress and Albany in Tampa, Florida. So look it up, Dr. Smith, and we'll try to get some additional information with that as well. But I know he meant a lot to a lot of people. I see our boss. I thought she would have chimed in on that, but that's okay. I know she's probably a little lost for words, and we all are as we go through this morning of another president of Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. All right, just to recap everything that we've gone through, I'm going to give you some of the what we call the shopping tips. Shopping tips, and this is more cyber, how they're doing it now with their tips. And the 13 tips, and I'll give you some of the old-fashioned ones, but this is some of the other ones so that since we're leading with the COVID. First of all, you need to plan ahead. It would be nice if you were able to shower our friends and family with unlimited expensive gifts. But the truth is, it is not the majority of us have a limited amount of money. Before you even start your holiday shopping, make a gift list and set yourself a budget. That way you won't feel prey to last-minute splurging. Because you know how we do. We forgot somebody, and you're out there. So plan ahead. You can save gas during these tough times as well by shopping online. Focus on Cyber Monday and not Black Friday. You can do a lot of things online. Track price changes for expensive items. Use online coupons. And please, and I stress, please try to avoid any credit card debt during this time, because it can easily escalate trying to get a gift for everyone. Don't be afraid to buy the same gift twice. That's interesting. Now, let me make it clear. That wasn't written by nobody black. No.
We'll re-gift in a minute, won't we?
Right. But if we got the same gift twice, we're going to talk about you. We'll talk about
you. You can get on that list and don't get nothing then. That's fine.
But that's a good idea. Maybe if you're going to get them the sweater, you got them the blue sweater, go ahead and change colors.
Get them a blue with stripes or something.
Change it up.
Mm-hmm.
Consider buying experiences, not just stuff. So
right. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Okay. Group your shopping trips. So if you go out and you go to the mall, make sure everything you wanted was in that mall. Take advantage of that. Try to do as much as you can in one area. Here's another tip, a little different thing. Save money by using your smartphone, which is probably some of the dumbest things. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, be safe. Never shop on weekends. Shop alone. Know when to get in the express line. It's awful way he felt. But I want you to be safe out here. Hold on. Go ahead.
You wearing shorts? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me mute you, man. I'm talking to my son. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, we know what he's getting for Christmas, some long pants. Some college students. But, folks, when you go out, if you know, some people still traditionally want to go out to the malls. If you want to go out to the malls, make sure you stay aware of your surroundings. If you're going to get some gifts, try not to get too many where you can't see yourself walk. People are watching you in the mall, going to trail out with you in the parking lot. Try to park as close as you can to the door. Have a small amount. If you're going to put things in your trunk, put them in your trunk, crank your car up, and move it somewhere else. Because if people see you putting things in the trunk, there's a chance when you go in, they're going to try to break that trunk open. Don't think you're the only one out there. You have to understand that. Again, we get caught up. Well, I want to get all the gifts today. You come out of Dillard's, Macy, Nordstrom's, Saks, Neiman's. You got all these big, pretty bags, and you can't hardly see where you're going. Somebody can easily trip you, and you drop everything, and they'll pick it up. Or catch you right as you get to the car, and what can you do? Hands full of stuff. You need to make sure you do it with moderation. And look at it as a day of exercise. You go and you walk around, take a few items, take it to the car, get in the car, move the car on the other side. Get some more items, put it in the trunk, move
yeah,
to the
if
other side.
Doing that much shopping, if they doing that much shopping, Andrew, tell them they can hire me. I walk around with them. I deliver it for them, too. If they doing that much shopping,
some people still do. And they can find all these things online. But it's something about shopping for Christmas that's soothing to your mind, body, and soul. And some people to be careful when you go out there. Because my preference is to go out. And let me tell you, I may have told the story 1,000 times before, but I'm going to tell it. It happened at North Park Mall. I was there to pick up an item from a friend of mine, and they were in JCPenney. Mm-hmm. That's the time back when JCPenney was there in the mall. I think Macy's is in its place now. And they had mentioned that they left something for me on the seat in the car. So I'm walking, and I have the key, and I'm walking looking for the car. I'm looking at cars. Mm-hmm. Well, when I finally get to the right car, about five cars drove up. I mean, with authority. And I look. Well, I had been watched from the top of North Park Mall. They thought I was trying to break into a car.
And that surprised you, did.
But if I'm breaking into a car, I'm trying to find a car, I explained to them. Of course, they don't want to hear all that. And I said, I got a key. And I found the car here, and here's the key. I said, I'll even have you open it if you want to. But know that that's my purpose. Only one cop tried to be a little smart with me. And Harold, you know, I tried to be as cool as I could be. But I said, I understand the business that you're in, and everybody tell you something, and you know, you may not believe it all, but here I'm telling you the truth, and you see that's the truth. And I said, I don't deserve the treatment that you've given me. It got a little hot, and I said, it's just not right. I have a key. We went in the car. And the guy told me, just be careful because we are watching from the top. of North Park Mall.
I'm still tripping on the part that that surprised you, but I'm with you, bro. The first time that happened, it probably did.
Yeah.
We were talking about that airport situation. You know, now they watching you with cameras. This one guy can sit in the room and watch all their cameras. So it is what it is.
It is what it is. So,
mm-hmm.
folks, during the season, just be careful. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't be late. You know, it gets dark early. You know, do your weekends. If you got time doing lunch or take a day off during the day, do your shopping. You have options again online. Make sure instead of having it delivered to your home, have it delivered to these boxes that Amazon has in various locations. If you're not comfortable in your own location getting it, you can give it anywhere. Let them know. They'll put it in the box. They give you the code. You go ahead and you go ahead and get your packages. There's so many ways of doing it. Just be careful. I tell you something to do if you're a part of a big family. I know so many people are trying to do things. Why don't y'all pick names? That worked out pretty good in my family. We picked names. We set a limit of how much we needed to spend on the gift, and we did that. Of course, when we did that, your parents still gave you something in addition to. But it was a lot of fun because we had to draw the names of family members. So it's a joyful time, and then it's also a time of being aware of what's going on. Christmas. Who would have thought 2021, we had a rough couple of years here, but we can celebrate these times. We have some callers on. We're trying to see if they'll come on again. And we've talked about several things today, but, you know, about the shopping tips. We talked about just the changes that we've experienced here in our lives since almost 2 years now, or it'd be 2 full years of this COVID. People, please get your booster. If you haven't gotten your booster, please get your shots, get there. There's another variant out there of Omicron. Folks, it's serious. You know, we talk about people come up with a lot of excuses not to get them. Folks, I wish that you could see what I've seen from my vantage point as it relates to this COVID. I wish you would read some of the things that we've seen as well. I know a lot of people say they don't want to cover their face. Cover your face. It sure beats the alternative when you don't cover. You have to do it. Can't stress it enough. Also, with the shopping tips, I cannot reiterate that enough. Set your plan. Know where you're going. Be precise. Don't overdo it. Put things in your car. Move around. Move around because you better believe somebody's watching you. All right. We're going to do another Christmas song to get you in the spirit. And here we go.
But how can I be when I have nobody? The Yuletide Carol doesn't make it better knowing that we won't be together.
What do the lonely do at Christmas? I guess y'all could call me. Call me on Christmas if you're lonely. I'll be Big Brother Drew. But we all family, so we'll get it going. I mean, there's something to think about. We reflect on family, loved ones that are no longer with us and everything. But we need to, you know, we have our kids and other family members that just try to rekindle those old times and make it a joyous time, because it can be a big lump in your throat this time of year, and we understand, but we have to remember the season, the reason for the season. But if you get lonely, just give us a call. Give me a call. I'll sing some Christmas carols, something to make it last, and we'll do that, because we're all in this thing together. It's just it's about 43 minutes after the hour. Boy, where did time go this morning? Something else I wanted you to kind of look at is we look at the three men that were charged in the Ahmaud Arbery's death convention murder. You had the McMichael family. You had Travis, the son, and Gregory, the dad. And then William Roddy Bryan was the guy that was taking the videos. Folks, we really got to get out here and vote and make a difference, because now they're setting up, and some of us haven't even looked at how they're setting things up for the future. You have the Supreme Court with the Republican flair. You have all your federal judges with a Republican flair. And you just name it, almost every level. And it's set up to weed out the minority, get some of these laws passed. They're trying to get things done. And they said that they're for everybody. Come on, everybody. Again, I mentioned the hunting license. You can go to certain parts of the country, maybe a few brothers that have more than a little bit if they live a little rural. But if you can accept a hunter's license, even if they don't have ID, but you won't let nobody vote, well, I encourage everybody, go get a hunting license. Fishing license, whatever it got to be, crochet license, any license you want to get so that you'll be able to vote. And I think that's a travesty to what the forefathers of this country may have written. But again, it seems like we're trying to turn back the hands of time. So that is just crazy, crazy when I hear about that. And again, all because of an election that someone lost. Now they put it in high gear to keep people out. And then the juries, you know, folks, if you register to vote, that's how you be able to participate in the jury. So we can't complain if you only had one juror that was black. Are we not registered to vote? Are we not on the docket in order to get called in, at least get questioned for the jury, anything? But we need you to be a part of it. Because when you go in a courtroom, you got 11 people that don't look like you, and one. That one vote ain't going to save you. You know, you're going to have to pull out Johnny Crocker or someone on that level. And that being Crump, the new one, the new Johnny Crocker, that'll be standing in your corner trying to help you do something. And it's just upsetting of how things are changing. And we need to fight back. You fight back by voting. Let your vote be heard. Encourage your friends who say, well, my vote ain't going to count. Can you imagine how many friends we have that always say, well, my vote ain't going to count? Well, that one end up to be two, then two to three to four, five to hundreds of thousands throughout this country. If we get out and vote, we can make a difference. We can throw the people with all the theory, throw them out of shape, because we have dispelled whatever they wanted to happen with these elections, or for these particular amendments, or whatever it may be. but we need to get out there. And they're trying to set up for the White House for the next election down in 24. Trying to set it up. And folks, it'll be here before you know it. Because 22 is the midterms. Slight edge for the Democrats in both. But they working. And some of the people who say they were Democrats switching over, a few Republicans back and forth. But when the day ends, that bad beige, I call it bad. But I want to say the badge of beige will be in the House. So we got to get out there, folks. I'm pleading. We got to get out there. And we must. Because we need to be on these juries. How many, I can't even remember how many was in West Carson. It's no way in Sam Hill a kid drives across the state line. He didn't even drive, he rode. So what was the mother thinking? Did she just drive because he wanted to be a part of it? She was aiding and abetting. Aiding and abetting. And then when the judge threw out the gun, I knew it was all she was doing. But we have to fix these courts. Get in these lower municipal courts, county courts, get some representation. We must fight. This is the craziest time of my life, seeing this stuff going on. All they're doing basically is trying to bring back where a brother was killed, and that was just part of everyday living. And I know the youngsters in this generation, they're trying to fight everything, but we want you to fight. We want you to fight, hit them in the pocket, take a civil approach. Don't aggravate the situation or escalate the situation because we need you around. They're afraid of us and shoot in a heartbeat. And we don't want that. We don't want to lose our little young men and young women to police brutality. There are a lot of good officers out there we know, and we've got some that need a little work, but it's all part of our force. Again, I'm a little taken aback over the resignation of Renee Hall. I know they were getting on tough times about it. But has crime gotten any better in Dallas? They'd love to point it out when you have several black chiefs we've had. They're pointed out. And those who live in the, oh my God, I can't even think of the neighborhood over in East Texas over Buckner. Pleasant Grove. Yeah, Pleasant Grove crime's going up. And then we have a Hispanic.
It never went down. I mean, that's the thing about it, like what you're saying. These problems are not new. And but like you say, when they put a face that look like us, they think that that alone is going to fix it. And to be honest with you, man, I was more disappointed in the fact that she had some programs in place that were never given a chance to even work, really. And then she resigned. But it's just, that's the way this town is, man. That's the way this town is.
Well, we need to see what's going to happen now. They say there was some cartel from Mexico that came over. Over in that area, and just want to see what's going to happen. You know, we should be about all the people, every neighborhood of being safer. And I know we have questions and some concerns over our area. And, you know, we, when they grown men are transitioning into grown men, that's too late to try to raise these boys. We should have got him on it. We've got to steer them away from doing things on the way.
But when you become the police chief of Dallas, you don't become just the police chief of just one section of it. And I'm just telling the truth, Andrew. But us as a people, we, you know, when we see somebody in there that look like us, of course we need our issues addressed. But, you know, if I'm in Dallas at North Park, I want to feel safe just as much as if I'm in South Dallas. So, you know, it's a trip, man, how they can move and shift the blame. And all that crap about some cartels and stuff in the Pleasant Grove, man, none of that's new either, Andrew. You know, they're trying to blame that on the immigration and tie that with Texas and stuff. Don't listen to this governor we got. Please don't listen to him, because he don't have a clue of what's going on. He just as wishy-washy as Ted Cruz. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But, you know, I will start naming names, but I don't like to do that.
Yeah. But if you had to drop one, who's another one would you say?
I did. Oh, we need to get rid of this Texas general, Texas attorney general, too. I need to vote for whoever you choose to vote for other than him.
Right. Well, it's going to be interesting to see who runs for governor. I got a feeling Beto may show up again.
Oh, he already campaigning. That's one of the ones I was telling you that I'm going to start calling and asking for money. I haven't had a chance to really look at his platform, but I get text messages from some of everybody, man, believe it or not.
Favorite
by my mayor's zip code. Yeah. But we have to get someone in there, man, that's gonna have, you know, someone more your interest at heart than what's in there now. I mean, I was all about the state being maroon since you act like we can't turn it blue. But man, you can't just have it pure bloodshot red.
Yeah, but
did I say that?
You know,
bloodshot red. Did I say that?
Bloodshot red.
Did I do that?
Bloodshot red. Well, you know, I mean, it's not only going on in Dallas. You look at the metroplex,
all across the country. Yeah.
I just hope and pray that we can get some kind of control. Too many lives of young men and women that look like us, Harold, that are being lost. And, you know, you talk about sons, cousins, nephews, parents, you know, some relationship with people in their family. And, you know, being lost at an early age. And we need to do better. I tell you, folks, it's when they're young, you got to tell them then. So if you're a grandparent, look, tell the kids what he or she needs to do and try to get it in there. Because once they get a taste of that real world, then they're trying to belong to a group. We call it a group back in the day, but now they call it gang. They're looking for love, but they should be getting love at home. And not love in the streets. So that's what we need to really focus on. What we're going to do. We're going to love our children. Teach them well. How to say it, let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a peace. Give them peace within their soul. And so that they can go and be productive citizens. That's all we could ask of you. And ask of our families, because, you know, we're a family. We need everyone to get out here and be productive citizens. I know we have kids in high school, parents that are listening now. Just stay with them. Never give up. Give out before you give up. And sometimes it might be unpopular decisions that you make, but we the parent, and you been down that road, you can see they never think we understand where they're headed. But continue, I pray for you that you just give that child the wisdom and the knowledge to be a productive citizen. That's what we need. Just like we said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's what we have to do. It's about 57. I appreciate all of you listening this morning. You know, I prefer you being on with me. But here's something to think about for next Sunday. as we're in this Christmas spirit, we'll be in the month of December, is some of your best memories, or fond memories of your childhood around Christmas. Easy Bake Oven. And good thing you didn't go up in my house, because I had to see what was making the heat. It was a bulb. Once I pulled a bulb out, wasn't no easy baking after that. Yeah, I was that little brother. I was. I had to see what made it work. And it didn't have a plug. I ain't know it had batteries. But that's how it worked. So, again, think about what fond memories you have. We'll try to get things rolling, give you, and again, the opportunity. Don't forget to read your African-American newspapers. Texas Metro News, you got to be on it. You got to be on it. If they're like hell, mentioned that he needed some papers in his area, just make sure, please contact us so that we can get you on.
Will do.
News rolling. Any parting words, Harold, as we break it down, 90 seconds.
90 seconds. Vote and study the issues before you vote. So once they get in there, you can follow those issues and make sure that they are being favorable to your decision.
All right. We thank you. And, folks, please be careful during the season. I thank you for being a part here. I am still just kind of recapping 2 weeks of just absolutely joy in my life. Got to go home where it all started and saw a couple of friends, but it was kind of a hit and miss for me. Made sure I took care of family by visiting family. But we want you to just enjoy the season. Be careful. And by the way, football is still in the air, and we want you to do the best that you could possibly do. So on behalf of Cheryl Smith, we thank you for being a part. We'll be back next week, and I want to leave you with this one. Family today, tomorrow, and forever. Rest in peace, Dr. Smith. Rest in peace.